We're learning Masechtas Pesachim, the Tzadik Pesim Abayis. We're starting the 10th Perek, Arvei Pesachim. The Mishnah says, Arvei Pesachim, Samuch, Minchol, Yechol, Demach, Tekshach, there's an Isser Achilam, until it gets dark, starting from Samuch, Lemincha. What's the reason for the Isser Achilam? The Rishbam and Rashi say, the reason is, Yechol, Matzal, Teyavim. As I state also in the Rambam, it's both the Rambam and Pirish Mishnayis, and the Rambam and Luchas Chometz, and Matzah, Perek, Vavalachi, and Days. You need an appetite for Matzah. The Rishbam says it's a hidden mitzvah to eat the matzah with appetite. Rabbeinu David and the Ran say that's not the reason. The reason is because maybe you'll eat the matzah achila gasa. Achila gasa is not called an achila bechlal. The problem is you might not be yetzin the mitzvah's matzah bechlal. Because if you have no appetite to eat whatsoever, you're not yetzin the mitzvah. Be'emisin azay shteit nigmar dafka v'zayinam and beis dilma asil lemechel lematzah achila gasa. So that sounds not like Rashi in the Rishbam and the Rambam, that it sounds to have a special appetite. That sounds like the other way. That if you eat samuch mincha, we're afraid, you might end up being completely full, and you won't be able to mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah. Now, the emphasis over there, the chedushi Talmud or Ashba says, that doesn't mean achila gasa. It just means achila she'en el te'oven. You can eat the matzah when you're full, it's going to be a pesah. You're not going to have a good appetite, you'll eat it, you're stuffing yourself. You see, there's a Taisus there that talks about, he says, the Gemara could call Achila Gasa one of two things. You could call Achila Gasa, and Achila Gasa, it's loy shmei Achila, when it's nafshe katsabai, you're b'chal not able to eat it, you're disgusted by it, but you somehow stuff it down your mouth, that's b'chal nishken Achila. You're not yetzin the mitzvah's matzah with such an Achila. The Gemara sometimes calls Achila Gasa, good, avada, yetzin the mitzvah's called an Achila, it's not a roi yedika Achila, it's a gluttony. But the Rishbam over there says that Achila Gasa is Akhtar Rishbam is Lo Yishmei Achila. So the Chayitz is Steven Rishbam. As if in the Gemara you could say maybe like the Talmud or Ashba, that the Gemara says Lo Masla Nechal Amatzah Achila Gasa the Mark of Zayin of Adbeis means that it won't be with the oven. But the Rishbam himself teaches Achila Gasa of Lo Yishmei Achila as the Chastir in the Rishbam. So the Chedushik Sam Sefer here says that the emphasis is, you could say it's telling them, Havimina Maskan of the Gemara. The Havimina was that Erev Pesach has the same din as Erev Shabbos. Ma'asakasha, Ma'ayari Erev Pesach, Hafil Erev Shabbos, Yantif Nami. The Gemara's Maskan is, no, we're going like Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Yasi also, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif, it's Mutter. Erev Pesach, because Shuvah the Matzah is Maida. So it could be in the Havimina, Erev Shabbos and Erev Yantif, the Gemara says, Klar, Kadesh Yakonas of Shabbos, Kshu Taiva, that the Pshadis has to be in the Te'ovin outside the Mitzvah. So in the Havman Erev Pesach was also that way. But in the Maskana, Rabbi Yis is Mechalik. Erev Shabbos and Yantavi is not Cheshishrit. Teretz says, good. He doesn't hold that you have to have an appetite, that you have to make that you should have an appetite. So what should be the Chilik Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos and Yantavi? Asud the Shabbos also the Reis. What's the Chilik, the Mitzvah, the Reis of Matzah that you want with the oven? And the Mitzvah, the Reis of Asud the Shabbos that you don't need with the oven? Teretz says, it must be that the Pshan in the Mishnah, if Rabbi Yis is mechalik between Matzah and Suda Shabbos and Yontif, Pshan is Matzah, we're afraid you won't be Mekayim the Mitzah altogether. And Matzah is a Chiv, ever do Mekayim. If you can't be Mekayim the Mitzah, maybe you're an Einus on the key of Mitzah, but if you made yourself the Einus, it's going to be a bit of a say. Mashenkein, Shalosh Shudas, you can kind of Shalosh Shudas, B'yayim Shabbos also. Taisa says a little bit later in Nafkav Aleph. See, then this is Rabbeinu David says a different pshat. Rabbeinu David also, like we said before, he goes that the reason why is because you might need a chilek gas, you won't be yetzin the mitzvah matzah. So why don't you have that by Shabbos and Yantif also? That Shabbos and Yantif, you won't be yetzin the Suda Shabbos and Yantif. So also the Reisim. So he says, because Suda Shabbos is la'ini nit nevaloy letztar. A mitzvahir is potter. If you have somebody that he doesn't have any appetite to eat the Suda Shabbos, will be a tzar for him. So it's not the pshat, he's an einus. That's even if he could eat it. As long as he doesn't enjoy it, he's potter. It's a ptur. So to bring yourself to a ptur, that's not so bad. That's okay. You eat a suda Friday. It's not osir. So come Friday night. You won't have any appetite. You won't eat the suda because you have no appetite. That's okay. Nishkeferlich. Suda Shabbos loinik v'loy letzar. And like the Chassam Sefer says, you'll eat three sudas tomorrow. Mashayin came, when it comes to matzah, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. If you're not eating the matzah, give mevatel mitzvah say. So Mamela, Chazal said that you're not allowed to eat. So we're coming out from this that the Rishvam is also asking the maskana, like Rabbeinu Dunvin and the Ran, that the problem with matzah is that it'll be a chilagas, you won't be able to eat it all together. But the Rambam lemaisel is even lemaskana, then the pshat is that that you want him to have an appetite for the matzah. Now you have the Taisus Le'echal Adam that discusses what exactly shouldn't you eat, because you can't eat chametz. It's Erev Pesach, it's already Nisa chametz, they're Isa from Chatzais, and you can't eat matzah, so Yerushalmi, not brought in the Bavli, Mechal, so Yerushalmi, all the Rishayim bring it down. Ha'echal matzah, Erev Pesach, Yilabayol, Asasim, Beis Chamav. The Rambam brings in Nilchas Chametz, the matzah, Perek Vav, Alochi Yud Beis, says, Osher Chacham, Lechal Matzah, Erev Pesach, Shehekel, Achilosu, Be'erev, should be clear, it should be the same mitzvah. The Rif brings it. Ha'echal matzah, Erev Pesach, Kabal, Asasim, Beis Chamav. See, there's a machlek is when the Issa starts. The Baal HaMor says the Issa starts from Chatzais, the same as the Issa Chametz. The Mechametz says that it's the whole day, he brings Raya from the Yerushalmi, the Raya is Deicha the Raya. The Ganzi Shaila in the Peskim, is it the entire day, or is it just from the Zman Issa Chametz? Al Gobanim Zichr from the Shah Asiri, there's an Issa Tid Matzah, there's also an Issa Tid Chametz. So Elamai, you mean Mini Tagima? So you'll only eat Mini Tagima. Other things you'll only eat. So what's the Pshat? So after Taisus, we're talking about matzah ashira. Talking about matzah ashira, the Yishalmi only asked that a matzah dzroi lotzis dechevasei and yid it before the zman. But matzah ashira is mutter, and that's where Rabbeinu Tam was noyik to eat matzah ashira. The Rosh says Rabbeinu Tam was noyik to eat it by erev Pesach shechalius b'shabbes yedef shal shudus. Now, as a machlekes that Peskim at matzah ashira, what type of matzah ashira you allowed to eat erev Pesach? Because the maral in Sefer Gvuras Hashem Perik Memches, the Magen Avraham brings it in Siman Tov Ayin Aleph Sifkat and Hay, that if it has water, then you can't eat it. It has to be completely fruit juice, because there's really two things. There's one thing that if it has no water at all, it's Ein Abali Dei Chimutz. If it's Ein Abali Dei Chimutz, so there's a thing. You need a matzah. It's Abali Dei Chimutz. If it's Ein Abali Dei Chimutz, you can't be Yetz Matzah. So that already you can't be Yetz Matzah. You can eat Erev Pesach. Now, Shengen, there's another thing of lechem oini that has to be lechem oini. Pratli isish and lusha b'yayin v'shemen dvash. Then there, it's not lechem oini. So that the maral holds b'shasal chaka yotza. If it doesn't have any mayim at all, so then it's anybody chim, it's not even yotza altogether. So that you might eat erev pesach. But if you have mixed water with fruit juice, so you can't eat erev pesach because yotza b'shasal chaka. And the bachos holds that way. But the Magen Avraham says no. If it has Yayin, Shemen, and Dvash, you're not yet sold together. So merely, you can eat Erev Pesach, even though it has water. And as I say, the Achrayin and Paschim, the way the Pichad, the Shogakat, the Shartzim brings, that you see that from the Baal HaMor, Lechamis, and Ram Chalavam, in the second parak, Daf Lamed Vav. See, in that sugi we spoke about, could be Fakir, it could be there's no problem of Boli Dei Chimutz, that's a din in the Min. The Min has to be Boli Dei Chimutz, but it doesn't have to actually be Poel, be Boli Dei Chimutz. The whole problem is Lechamayni. That's a different sugya. Al kabanim it's a machlekes a peskim reif peskim hold that you can eat the matzah in erev Pesach even if it has water. Lechem oini is an ikuv. Now there's another shaila. The Mashah says Taisus also could have said b'tzeikah shel nachrim. If you have matzah that wasn't made l'shem matzah b'tzeikah shel nachrim, says adam amalek kaisim avat sheichel gzayis matzah b'achreina. It's a problem. You need shimul l'shma. It wasn't l'shem matzah's mitzvah, so it's not chometz. You're allowed to eat it erev Pesach. But you're not yetsi the mitzvah's matzah, because it wasn't, they don't have a shima l'shem matzah. So he writes, yesh l'chalek, the matzah shira ain't made tam matzah's mitzvah. Now shaykin b'tzeker shenachi sheshem oisei tam. Could mean it's different. If it tastes like matzah, even if you can't be yetsi the mitzvah with it, so then you can eat it erev Pesach. So you can't eat it erev Pesach, I mean, because it tastes like matzah. So that's maybe a shaila. Is it the pshat because when you eat matzah erev Pesach, it takes away from the te'oven of matzah. So even if this you wouldn't be yetzer with, but l'maisa, it takes away the same te'oven because it tastes exactly like matzah. Or is it pshat, when you eat matzah erev Pesach, it's not a heker like the Rambam says. So merely here, since l'maisa you're not yetzer with it, it's still a heker. Nice minish. Al kaponim, the mashal klar is tut stadim. I saw the Rishonim, I didn't see anyone say klar that you're not allowed to eat it. So kamer Rishonim hold you're allowed to eat b'tzeikah shel nachrim. The Piskei Riyaz and the Tosfos Rid and the Meiri, all three of them, when they say this teretz, what could you eat? You can't eat chametz, you can't eat matzah. And they say matzah shir, they also say b'tzeikah shel nachrim. Three Rishonim, the Maria Zeruah, the Piskei Riyaz, the Taisis Rid, Ben Yishaya, and the Meiri. The Rivash also, I think, holds that way, because the Rivash was asked to Shaila, can you eat matzah, it's not Shmurim Mishas Ksir on Erev Pesach? And he says it's Asher, and he says the reason why he says it's Asher, he says it's because B'dievid Yetzer, Yetzer Shmurim Mishas Lisha. B'dievid, if you buy Chitim in Ashok, Yetzer Matzah. It's mashma if it's not shmurim l'shem mitzvah klal, and you're not yetzah, it's mashma you would be allowed to eat it at Pesach, even though it tastes exactly like matzah. Now there's another teretz that tastes kasha, the Rambam. The Rambam says, tastes had a kasha, manavshach. You can't eat bread, you can't eat, because you can't eat matzah, you can't eat chametz. Elamai mini tagima, you can't eat mini tagima. So that's why he says matzah ashira. The Rambam says you can eat ma'at mini tagima. That's what he says in Pirush Mishnayos. The Goyin says, that is coming to Miyashiv Taisis Kasha, that even though it says Metablu Minitagima, you can eat Ma'at Minitagima, but you can't be Mamalek Kresi for Minitagima. So, that's a different teretz. Yitaka not talking about bread, we're talking Minitagima, but if you eat a lot, eat a meal of Minitagima, that's also Asir. As I also state, Bemis and Mefurish in the Ram Chalavam, and in the Sefer Amichtam, they both give this teretz to Taisis Kasha, that minitagima is only ma'at minitagima. If you eat a lot of minitagima, it's aser. So that's another teretz. Now, the Mishnah says, la'yechol anam ad shetekshach. Frek teisus akasha. Ad shetekshach, pshita. Right? Another one says tekshach he can eat. That's when he's supposed to make the seder. So teisus says that the word is like this. By Shabbos and Yontif, you don't have to wait to shetekshach. Make an early Shabbos. It can be ma'isim michal al-kaidish. And make an early Shabbos. So Mela, you don't have to wait with the Shekshach. But on Pesach, you can't make an early Pesach. Why? Why can't you make an early Yomtiv and have the Seder earlier? So Taisus says a word because it says, V'ochos abasa b'layla hazeh. That the Pesach has to be in b'layla, and Matzah is iskish l'Pesach. So you need it in layla. So you make an early Pesach, it won't work. You won't be yitz in the midst of Matzah because it felt layla. So Rabbi Chanan asks the following Shaila. And Bechanan asked, come to some tastes, that the etzim, when you makabel Shabbos and Yontif early, you get all the din of Shabbos and Yontif, not just an issa malacha. Why? Because tastes want to know, you see, Suda Shabbos, you could be etzim when you makabel Shabbos early. And even matzah, tastes want to know why you're not yetzim. And tastes says it teretz, because you need Lila. It's exerus because if you need Lila. But the etzim, it's sad that you need Pesach, that you need it should be tezvav, and it's really a dalid. And Teret says, no, I made it Pesach already. Has it been Pesach? It's just Pesach. As I make him klein a chakirim. When you make Hamel Shabbos early, it's only Nisim Malachim. Was Imam Shabbos, has all Dine Shabbos. You see, Fintai says, has all Dine Shabbos. Why not Yetzir Matzah is another thing. Even though it's Pesach, but it's not night. Can't make it night. So you need Laila. But Meister says, has all Dine Pesach. In fact, Yom HaChanan is a Teisim Suvistaf in Zainam and Aleph. The Gemara there says, I have a raya that you own the ma'isi yadayim of an arab, because you can be ma'isi l'chuppah, you mevatel from malacha. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a raya, because you can be ma'isi l'bishamis v'yamtiv. So Taisa says, how could you be ma'isi l'chuppah and yamtiv? There's a din. The Gemara says, a nice and noshim yamtiv, because we samachta b'chagecha b'chagecha v'loim b'ishdecha yamayv and simcha b'simcha. And Taisa answers that you ma'isi l'chuppah and the time of Taisa Shabbos. Taisa's yamtiv. Where there's an Issa Malacha, but there's no Issa to get married. So that Taisus is Mashma. That Taisus Yantiv is only Issa Malacha. You don't have to Mekabel all, you don't have all the other dinim. The din of the Karev Simchas Yantiv, you don't have. You won't be an Issa to get married. It's not a Malacha. So Taisus Yantiv is only Indian of Malacha. So it's a steer. Our Taisus Mashma is for all mitzvahs. It's just Matzah can't be because it says Laila. But Mashma is for all mitzvahs. Now saying that Taisus is Mashma, that there's no mitzvah simcha on the Taisus Yamtiv because it's only for malacha. So the Divrei Yecheskel, Bechana Baishra in this kasha, the Divrei Yecheskel simen memhei eisei, holzei nechanam, it's taka machloikis the two Taisin, he wants to be Yashiv. The Rama says that a leil aleph shel sukkis, you have to wait till it's night. The reason we have to wait till it's night is because if you're going to go into the sukkah and make kiddush before it's night, you make an early Yamtiv on the first night of sukkis, you're going to have a problem. Because what are you going to do? Are you going to make a bracha leishiv besukkah? You can't make a bracha leishiv besukkah because you can't be yetzir in the midst of sukkah till it's night. Do me to Pesach, that you can't be yetzir till it's night. So the Chayim asked the Gemalding Ashayla. He says, I understand that you can't be yetzir yechayv as gavra to eat a kazayis in the sukkah. Leil sukkahs, You can't be yaitzin there until it's night, because the din of sukkah came from matzah. There's rov, this rov from chagah matzahs. Just like chagah matzahs, the kosev kovah chayvah merev teichlo matzahs. So you have the same kosev kovah chayvah by sukkahs. So that has to be b'layla. That has to be b'layla. That I understand. But on sukkahs, you make a bracha even not the first night of sukkahs. You make a bracha the whole sukkahs. Why? Because you have a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah when you're eating. You have a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. Even if you're not mekayim, your chayiv is guaranteed the gezayis. But when you're eating, you have a mitzvah to eat in the sukkah. So why is it worse than the rest of the sukkahs? Why do I have to wait till night? Because otherwise I can't make a bracha. It should be like gar for the rest of the sukkahs. So the Divya Cheskel says, the fitayzik sukkah is very good, the Ramah. Because taisis yantiv is only for malachim. Like I've been a chiyuv of sukkah. You won't have a chiyuv of sukkah. You'd be able to eat out of the sukkah. So Meli can't make a bracha. See, also stack as Stephen. But there's a Gavaldiga teretz, which two grace of Gedolim were mechaven to, Rabbi Yashiv, and it's in the Oris that we have in Sechtas Pesachim from Rabbi Yashiv, and also Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik, where his Talmud, the Birchus Avram, wrote it over in the Sefer Birchus Avram from Rabbi Beryl Soloveitchik, Mamishem Mechaven Ledover Echad. Because Memus in its Shver, we had a Gemar Uli in Nathayan Aleph and Aleph, that there's no din simcha lel rishin shal chag. So why is it us to get married on the first night of Yom Tov? Why is it us to get married? There's no simcha. What's Pashup Shat? Taisus answers, you get married in Taisus Yom Tov. Why not get married the first night? The first night, there's no din simcha. So Teretz says, the Gemara might come and ask Akasha, how are you allowed to get married Erev Yom Tov? The next day, you're still going to have simcha from the chasana. You're still going to have simcha from the chasana. So it's a Marvin simcha for simcha. So the Gemara Ma'at Khan says the simcha for the chasna is one day. The din simcha is one day. So the day of the chasna is the din simcha, and that simcha can't be on Yom Tov. Mashenka, the next day, that doesn't have a simcha. Memela is no problem. So that's the reason why you can't get married at night. Not because the night is a chiv simcha. There's no chiv simcha night. The Gemara is memayit. That the Gemara is memayit, the memayit lel Yom Tov rishon. Like Gemara early in that vayin aleph and aleph. So why can't you get married at night? Because whenever you get married, that day has a din simcha. So the simcha will be nimshach to the day, because it's the same day. So memela there'll be iser al the simcha of the day being married simcha b'simcha. And that's why you let it get married erev yom tov. As they state, the Gemara may come nafchas in the days, because the simcha is only that day. So kumtais, if you get married on taisis yom tov. Al simcha anyway, you don't have simcha, because the whole first night you don't have simcha. The shaila is when you get married the first night, so the simcha is the whole day. But when you get married on Taisis Yantif, that's not a din in Yantif, that's a din in chasana. Mitzad hilchas chasana, when did I get married? I got married erev Yantif. You see, you can make such a chilek, the priest can talk about it, lagabe avelus and lagabe zayin nikim. Let's say someone finds out someone dies when he's already makabel Shabbos. So the Paiskim say that could be counted as a day for Avelus. Even though he's Mekabel Shabbos, you'll say maybe for Keret, it's already Shabbos. No. It's already Shabbos, the Gam Hilchus Shabbos. The Gam Hilchus Avelus is still Friday. Al-Darev say have by Zayin Nikim. The Ramah says by Zayin Nikim that if someone's Isha's Mekabel Shabbos and then she wants to do a Hefzik Tire and start the Zayin Nikim. So say she can't do a Hefzik Tire and start the Zayin Nikim, it's already Shabbos. But no. Al-Gam Hilchus Shabbos is very Shabbos. Al-Gam Hilchus Nid is still Friday. So who would then hear? Lagabi Hilchas Chasna, it's still Friday. So Mel the Taisis is good. Lagabi all Dina Yantiv, not just Malacha. Lagabi all Dina Yantiv. Taisis Yantiv has a din of Yantiv. But Lagabi other Dina that aren't totally in Yantiv, it doesn't have. So Lagabi, you want to know what's the day of the Chasna? If the Chasna was done during Taisis Yantiv, then again the Chasna was done Erev Yantiv. So the next day is a different day. You don't have the Simcha of the Chasna the next day. So male, there won't be a problem in Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Taizik Suvis doesn't mean that Lagabi Hilchas Eim Marvin Simcha B'Simcha doesn't have Din Yantiv. Anyone won't have a Din Yantiv. The first night doesn't have Din Yantiv. Taizik means Lagabi the Chasna, the Simcha is not going to go the whole day. Because it only goes that day, like the Gemara says in Mayukatan. And Lagabi that, the Taizik Yantiv doesn't make it the next day. That means as they, the Gayan, the Ramad, in Simcha Kuf Tzadik Vav in Yeridea, that says the guy Meshiv and Akim, you can make a Hefzitav to Mekabel Shabbos, the Goyin brings from Taisin Ksuvis as a Raya, as a Makar, that's only, he says, only Linyan Shabbos, it's only Linyan Shabbos, it's not Linyan other Dinim. He doesn't say it's the only Linyan Malacha, it's only Linyan Shabbos, because there we're talking about other Dinim, we're talking about Dinei Chasna, that's the territory of Rabbi Yashiv and from Rebel Soloveitchik. Weiter bissel. The Mishnah goes on. Afilo ani shebisrael yechal at sheyesiv. Taisus afilo ani shebisrael has two possibilities. If afilo ani shebisrael is going on a seva, that even ani shebisrael can't eat until he makes a seva. And then he says, so what's the chiddush? And ani can't make ani needs a seva. The chiddush is because he doesn't have what to be meisiv on. He doesn't have what to be meisiv on. He doesn't have karm. He doesn't have cushions to do a seva. As I state in the Ramah, Simon Tafai and Basif Beis, if people don't have cushions, they could do a seva on the bench. Then this is, the Dvar says a little differently. The Dvar says that even if Ani would have cushions, the Bihavman, he won't need a seva because it's not the derech for him to be meisiv. It's not the derech for him to be meisiv. The Netziv Rav Mesada was mechavan to this pshat, and he says, I'll bring you the Gemara. The Gemara says that Nashim ataka potter from a seva, the Gemara daf kufches, unless it's a isha chashuva. And the Shvam says, because they don't, the derech is not to be meisiv, so they will be a richtig ahavimina, only also the derech is not to be meisiv. Kamashman, akapanim is an ish, so if you'd be nashi, you'd be meisiv, whatever the teretz is, but to be a richtig ahavimina, someone who's not the derech to be meisiv doesn't have to be meisiv. Now, Taiz had another pshat that maybe Afilon Yisrael is going on the first part of the Mishnah. Arvi psachim samuch aminch aleichel adam ashetav shach Afilon Yisrael, even if he's very poor, he didn't eat in many days, he still can't eat at Shetakshach. So in the Blazer Reish Haaretz, he brings the Medrash in Shema Yisrael, the Parashah Chav, is Mavur like the first pshat. Because it says over there, Davar Acha v'yasev al-kim asa'om, mikan amr abiseinu afil anu shibisrael l'yechal at sheyesev, shekach aslam kadosh baruch hashem v'yasev al-kim. Balkapanem, he quotes the Rabbi Seinu, afil anu shibisrael l'yechal at sheyesev, refers like the first pshat of Tosfos. And the Mishnah goes on, v'yifchus olay me'arba kaisis shal yayin afilu min atamchoy. That they shouldn't be mafchistim, Nishbam says to him, the gaboy itztaka, shouldn't be mafchistim, shouldn't give him less than 4 cups of wine, even if he's a ani amispainis min atamchoy, he needs 4 cups of wine. And the Nishbam was afirzais, that if they didn't give it to him, shayimkers mabusha yalva yaskir sashish yayin l'arba kaisis, should sell his clothing, he should be yaskir atzmai, goes to the wine of Arba Kaisis. We'll get a little bit more into this Beis Hashem in the Gemara much later. Now, Taisis is medayik from the Mishnah, Le'ifchus Ulay, that says to him, what about his family? What about to his family? Vaistais, they don't need Kaisis. We don't need Kaisis for everybody in the family. Just him, one person. And Taisis says, Svaruhu, Maishna Arba Kaisis Mikirish Tekol Hashan Hashachat Maitzius Kulam. What's the difference Dalat Kaisis and Kiddush, where Mekol Hashana, where one person is mighty, everyone else. So the Brisker Rav brings in the Shtikal and Arba Kaisis, it's an Ochas Chom, it's a Master Perek Zayin and Lachetes, that Rav Chaim asked the Kasha and Taisis, what do you mean, Maishana? The Kiddush of Kol Hashana Kula, the Ik is to make a bracha. Zachas Yem Mishamas Lakachai, you have to thank Hashem that He gave you this Gevaldiga Matana called Shamas by making a bracha. Mekadesh Hashem, you want the bracha to be a very, very chosh of a bracha, so you make a bracha ala kais. But dik is the bracha. Ala kais is tie in the bracha. So when you hear the bracha, and yetzu the bracha, shmei kaina. And vasfar min bracha did you hear? You heard a bracha ala kais. So Keely, you said the bracha ala kais. So you don't need everyone to have a kais. The one who says the bracha, he has to have ala kais. That makes the bracha chalais, it's the bracha ala kais. And the male, everyone's yetzu the bracha ala kais. Mashiach in Dalat Kaisis. Dalat Kaisis, you have to drink 4 cups of wine. So how can I be mitzi you with 4 cups of wine? One person drinks 4 cups of wine, it's mitzi them. How'd that happen? It's a mitzvah shivagufa. I can't be a shliach. I can't be mitzi you with, I can't be mitzi with eating matzah. I can't be mitzi with taking a lulav and putting on tefillin. I can't be mitzi with drinking a cup of wine. Well, first stay in Taisis b'chlal. Zog du b'chaim, weiss Tais, that Taisis holds is no mitzvah shtiyah. Dalat Kaisis is not a din shtiyah. There's no mitzvah to drink the 4 kaisis of wine. The mitzvah is the bracha on the kais. So it's exactly like Yiddish. Zayv brings the Rav, Meshem Rav Chaim. And he brings, the Brisker Rav brings a few other taisin that are medana the din, Dalat Kaisis din Kiddush. How much you have to drink. The Gemara says, by Dalat Kaisis you have to drink grave kais. Taisis says that must be the same shear as Moli Lugmav that you have by Kiddush. And he brings the raya that Moli Lugmav is rave reveres. So you don't have to drink grave kais, you have to drink Mali Lugmav. As I stayed in Taisis, the Gayan, he brings the Gayan, says, there's a big Shiloh, when someone makes Kiddush, I'm Varak Sarak Shayitim, are you, I could even starve the Shtiyah of a lot of people to be Yitzhak the team of Kiddush. So the Gaon says the Makar is because it says, but our case is that Hishkel Abanav Nebesa Yatzah, who the Shasi Uber the Kasa. That if you give out the Abanav Nebesa Yatzah, as long as together they drank a rave case. Because he also, who the Shasi Uber Kasa means together. So you see, by Dalit cases, the shti of everyone together is mitzdarif, and that's the right of a kiddush also is mitzdarif. You see, it's one din, it's a din bracha on a case, and it's tam a din of mevarach zarach shiyitayim. But the Rambam, he's medayik, the Rambam, legabe, Dalit cases, he says, im shasim ikol kais men huba yatsa. He doesn't say shir moli lugma, he says rave kais. He said, the Rishayim bring that way. The Ramban says that even if you have a very big kais, you have to drink rave of it. Not good enough to drink Malei Lugmav. Lagabi Kiddush is good enough to drink Malei Lugmav. Lagabi Dalei Kais is you have to drink rave kais. Because the pshat is like this. By Kiddush, there's no din shtiyah. There's a din b'varak sarak shayitah. There's a shtiyah, how much you have to be tayyah, Malei Lugmav. Masha'en came, they hold, that's the lashon in the Rambam. Kolecha v'echad chayiv lishis b'layla as the arba kaisah shal yayin. The Rambam says b'furish, not like Rav Chaim saying in Taisus, "Kolechad ve'echad chayiv lishtis b'layla ze'ar b'kaisa shal yayin." It's a chayiv shtia. So chayiv shtia, you have to drink a kais. You have to drink the whole kais. There's the nev rubi kakulai. But it's a whole different din. Molly Ligma was bechalan of to drink the kais. And Mavarak Sarah Shiyitim, you have to taste from the kais. There's a shia, how much you have to taste Molly Ligmav. Because the ikkin is a brachala kais. Mashayin came by Dalit kaisis is a din shtia. You have to drink, so you have to drink rave kais. That's what Shtikl Viskarov says, he's marrying Chabadit, Beis Hashem, we get to the Sigur later, we're trying to see the rest of the Indian. But I'll go upon him, that's what Chaim is machriyat from the Taisis, that Taisis seems to hold, and there's Bechlal no din Shtiyas kais, it's not the din of Dala kaisis, the din Dala kaisis is the Bracha Dala kais.